This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A jury found Devin Erickson guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting of classmate Kendrick Castillo at STEM school Highlands Ranch 2 years ago. The mandatory sentence is life without parole. The defense said Erickson was suffering from sleep depression, intense drug use, and was under the sway of his co-defendant. However, prosecutors says he had many chances to tell someone but did not. If your neighbor is over 65, now might be a good time to check on them.
The current heat wave could pose a danger to vulnerable individuals like elderly and homeless people. That and other factors like age, obesity, and dehydration can play a role in possible heat-related illnesses. Health officials say to look out for symptoms like heavy sweating, muscle cramps, and a fast, weak pulse.
CPR's Paolo Schalzada. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports the East Troublesome Fire Scar remains closed to the public.
The fire started last October and quickly burned more than 190,000 acres. Access points to the burned area on national forest lands in Grand County near Rocky Mountain National Park are still closed. The fire burned so late in the fall season last year that snow fell before forest managers could stabilize the area. A second round of assessments are underway this week to gauge burn severity and what needs to be done to increase safety and protect lives within the burn area. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Temperature is down to 99 degrees for Grand Junction, Denver at 98. This is CPR News.